constantly I've constantly been reminded of is going out there and studying independently without parents around is not an easy task. We've had many students that have come before university, before going through the studies in university, and because of their independence and their parents not being around, and Qom, although it sounds like it's supposed to be a very strict religious environment, the fact is it's not, and you can easily get involved with a lot of wrong there if you choose to. Although if you choose to be good and find the right people, there's plenty of that there. But it's also something that's easy to find, especially parents not being around, not keeping a check on the person, and over the phone we can, you know, make it up as we go as to how we're studying and so on and so forth. So the parents, they're thinking that we're doing a good job, whereas we're actually not. So because of this problem, it's very difficult for me to encourage people to send their youth to Hauza before completing a degree in university, because of so many examples that have not turned out well. I only know maybe a couple of examples that have turned out well or relatively well. But many, many, many more have not turned out well at all. They've had, like, stupid things. I just don't understand why this happened. Families that, you know, never got involved with drugs, now they went to Qom, and out of all places they decide to do drugs in Qom. I mean, that's ridiculous. Okay. But if somebody wants to do that, yeah, you can do things anywhere in the world.
What is the minimum age?
High school, finishing high school. It's not really an age itself. It's basically a high school diploma is the least that they would... They probably would be able to accept exceptions to that as well, but what they would encourage and what they easily accept is high school diploma.
It is easy for them after university if they want
to
go?
If they still have the motivation to go, it is something that is doable. And as I said, in many of the cases, because of like what they learn in university is similar to what I said. Remember I said that if somebody actually goes into Hauza, learns how to study in a Hauzawi way, then they're going to be able to do a better job in university. Okay. Now, for a lot of the youth, it's kind of the other way around, meaning that like developing the studying skills in the Hauza can sometimes be a challenge, because the difference between it and the university, especially for the houses where the non-Iranian students go, is that they teach you how to study here. You go through a process of learning how to write papers, what the standard is, how to do research. Okay, they teach you that, and then they have very specific work for you to do. You have to do this paper, you have to do that paper, and they work you through it. And the Hauza, they don't do that. They just tell you, this is how you're supposed to do it. They don't follow up. They leave it to you. You have to do it. Now, a high school student that has been very comfortable just relaxing and not really taking studies too seriously, they go there, they can easily fall into the trap of just relaxing and spending too much time on other things and not study. Okay? But if they go to university and they learn how to study, and they learn the importance of it, and they mature during that time as well, and then they go to Qom to study, it's a lot less likely that they would get involved in those types of problems, and they would it's more likely that they would get involved with their studies.
Yeah. Which organization is a general description? Because our girls here and boys, they are willing to go there if they are in summer camps and other things. So we are really willing to send them there with some adults, but what is the best way and how we organize? We need a general information about it.
Now, there are different camps that are there organized for different types of people. Many of the youth, I would not suggest for them to go to summer courses where there's 6 hours of class a day, okay? Because they're going for a vacation, they want to have some free time, they want to have spirituality as well, and they want to learn a bit as well. There's camps that have less hours of studies and classes, but more hours of spending on going for ziyarat and learning through things through experience, learning through things through informal sessions with ulama, like having a scholar around 24/7, so that they just open up and they start asking their questions, and they learn a lot more through that process instead of having a very defined course that each day you're going to be studying this much, and then at the end of it, just getting that if you get it, because that can be very tiring to someone who's been studying for the whole year. Now they're going another course in the summer, and then they're going to be coming back for another course. It's just, you know, I need a break from that. So for some students, for some of the youth, they need more of a vacation course where there's a little bit of studies, but a lot of Islamic fun and spiritual activities involved in it. And then there are courses for those who are a bit more maybe advanced, and they've already gone through that first course, and they're looking for something more educational, and they've learned how to benefit from their time in Iran, in Qom, and they can manage their time so that they can get the spirituality out of it as well. Or they can go for the more intense courses that are 6, 7, 8 hours sometimes of class a day. All of those exist. You just need to get to the right channels. I've spoke, some of the brothers spoke to me about that as well. I mentioned there's a Maulana Sabzawadi in London. He's been doing this program for 20 years, I think, more maybe over 20 years. Of bringing youth to Iran, and it's a very, very effective trip. It's the one that doesn't have as much official training in the sense of, you know, classes and giving material in that way. But they insist on keeping 2, sometimes 3 Hausa students all the time with the youth, so they can always interact, and through the behavior of this person and through the informal conversations, learn a lot more from them. And it's, that's very effective for that group of people. And then you have, if you have more serious students that have already gone through that process, they've beyond that, they don't need that type of support. They can go for more vigorous studies, then they there's courses for them as well. It's Jamaatul Mustafa or Al-Mustafa International University. They have a short courses program where they can... They're actually very flexible as well into fitting different courses into their program and providing that. And when they do it, it's actually in terms of the costs, it becomes a lot more. What is it? A lot more affordable, because they, like Jamaatul Mustafa, they will take care of all the costs and expenses in Iran. All you have to worry about is the ticket there.
Oh.
Okay. Where the Al-Az trip, Maulana Sabzawadi's, I think they've moved in that direction as well, using the help of Jamaatul Mustafa, but I think there's some differences there. But anyhow, there are different courses, they are available, and we can, inshallah, arrange and organize. We need to get in touch with the organizers there, and inshallah, and try to connect with them.
We are very thankful to Maulana Sheikh Hamza Sadegar for giving us so much extra time. And as prophets and ulamas are like, they have responsibilities on their shoulders, we also have some responsibilities on our shoulder. When we listen something, we need to spread it, we need to share it. And there are a lot of ways to share these information. Now we have become also some kind of responsible person what we have heard in 3 days. So if we don't share with this, it means we just not despoiled, but we, you know, we need something to, you know, make anger of Allah on our for us. So inshallah, we will be in touch with Sheikh Hamza Sadegar, and we will be sharing the videos of Sheikh Hamza Sadegar, Maulana Hasan Mukhtarzadi, in our community, because we have gone through and we have learned from, and we know the depth of the knowledge. So inshallah, we will do something locally, and that will affect other areas and cities.
Muhammad Ali Muhammad Salawat.